is 99.7 FM Berryville, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
And more 99.7 Max FM. Ron and Dave broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It is 3:04 on Friday afternoon. We will be out here as long as the weather cooperates. We are monitoring the weather because we do have a severe thunderstorm watch for Sauk, Iowa, and Richland counties. That goes until 9 p.m. this evening. This is currently just a watch. It means conditions are favorable for the possibility of severe weather. Main concerns with this storm are looking like heavy rain and higher winds. We will continue to monitor this. I've got our meteorologists on standby. Both Mace and Corey are actually together, and so they're keeping tabs on this and provide updates as needed. And so we will monitor this, and if it does go to a warning situation, we'll be breaking into regular programming. But Rhonda, the advantage we have is we're breaking into regular programming anyways because we're broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fair.
We're at the fair.
And so while we're out here, we are starting an early happy hour. We decided we're going to break the rules a little bit today, and we're starting an early happy hour at the Sauk County Fairgrounds, and we're giving away tickets. Rhonda, what do we have?
You can sip local at Fireside Cabins Wine and Beer Bar. It's a brand new business open on the right as you head out of town, out of Baraboo, heading towards the Dells. It's a dollar off a drink. And you have to use this by August 15th. So it's a use it or lose it kind of thing.
So we are doing early happy hour at the Sauk County Fairgrounds with Fireside Cabins. $1 off drink tickets. Need to stop by and show that you're over 21 years old. That's a caveat. You got to be over 21. We're also giving away Wisconsin Dells coaster rides. This is so cool. For the Mountain Coaster in Wisconsin Dells, we have passes for one free ride. We'll be hooking you up with those also. If you say that you were listening to us on the radio and you want to win tickets to Crystal Grand to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers, you can say, I'd like to win some Red Hot Chili Piper tickets. Stop up and see us in the Big Red Circus Wagon. We'll hook you up with a pair of those. Or if you would like to go see Sneaky Pete's at the Legacy Dinner Theater, we can hook you up with those.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. And we have the Badger State Truckin' Show. We're giving away a couple tickets for that as well.
Yeah, that's going to be our grand prize drawing. And so the Kentucky Headhunters will be there. Mm-hmm. We will enter everyone into a drawing for that. The winners will be announced on the morning show with Dave and Emily one day next week. So all these opportunities to win. But if you say you heard Legacy Dinner Theater or Crystal Grand, we'll hook you up with either one of those tickets. We're going to do that, and you got to just stop up and see us in the Big Red Circus Wagon. We're planning to broadcast live till 8 p.m., provided the weather cooperates. That's why we're sneaking on the air a little bit early. We do have some showers that are moving through the Max FM listening area. Currently, none of these are at a severe level. We will continue to monitor this system. I've got all of our full radar up here in the Big Red Circus Wagon, so we'll get you back into regular programming with a little bit of Loverboy. We're going to change up our playlist a little bit today. You know, we're going to be jamming out while we're at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Loverboy, loving every minute of it on Max FM.
I'm not a man or machine. I'm just something in between.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm all love, a dynamo. So push the button and let me go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Ah, you want me to come alive? Flick the switch into overdrive. You and me can let it be. Red. Fire.
Touch that dial. Turn me on. Stop me like a motor. Make me run.
Loving every minute of it.
Loving every minute of it.
Touch that dial. Turn me on.
most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Ninety-nine-seven Max FM.
Falling on her. Whatever we what to do with my strength anyway. Have we become a habit? Do we just own the facts? Now there's no looking forward. Now there's no turning back. When you say we belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the words we both fall in under. Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we belong together. Close your eyes and try to sleep now. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palate clean. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me, I see your face everywhere. Still you say we belong to the light.
You're okay.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Ron and Dave broadcasting on live at the Saucony Fair in the Big Red Circus Wagon. Yes, we're still here. It is a little bit wet, but it is just a rain shower at this point in time. We do have that severe thunderstorm watch that continues until 9 p.m. this evening for Sauk, Richland, and Iowa counties. Currently, there are no severe weather warnings. We will continue to monitor this, and we do have our meteorologists on standby as well. So stop by, say hi, and if you say you heard us talking on the radio and you want to get tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers at the Crystal Grand, say, I want to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers. We'll hook you up with tickets. Or if you'd like to see the Sneaky Pete Show in Lake Delton at the Dinner Theater, we can also hook you up with those from Legacy Dinner Theater. Say, I'd like to go see Sneaky Pete's. We'll hook you up with those tickets as well. And it is our happy hour with Fireside Cabins. We have $1 off drink tickets, and we also have tickets to the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Stop by, say hi, show me you have the free Civic Media app, and we will get you some Max FM swag. I am joined by two very special guests. I've got Brooke Beardsley, the Saucony Fair of the fair, and I have Logan. How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. And who are you with today, Logan?
Brooke.
Well, with Brooke, but what organization?
Oh.
That was a good one. I like that one.
I'm with the Sauk Prairie FFA.
And what do you do with the Sauk Prairie FFA?
So I'm a returning officer this year. So this is my second year being an officer. I'm one of our three vice presidents. And last year I was a reporter. And I'm excited to serve a step up as one of the vice presidents and hopefully run as president next year and then run for state office in the future.
So that definitely has got to keep you very busy. Now, are you showing any animals at the fair?
Yes. So Thursday I showed two beef steers and that went pretty well. And today I showed two dairy heifers and that went pretty well, as I brought some Coturnix quail to exhibit.
Wow, so you're a busy guy. So how many animals total did you bring to the Saucony Fair with you, Logan?
Six.
Six, okay. So he didn't have to take his shoes off to count all the animals. That's a good sign, yeah. So, no, I'm just giving you a little bit of grief, Logan. So we appreciate you joining us. Now, what is your favorite part of showing animals at Saucony Fair?
Okay, that's a hard question, but I like seeing the exhibitors, but I also like the competition too. But it's because I know how much work it is that all of us exhibitors put in. And when you get into that show ring or you get into wherever you're showing, you know that everyone deserves to be there and they all put the same effort. So everyone's basically a winner because we all made it to this point after the blood, sweat, and tears and everything that's gone into it.
Well, it is a lot of work, and it's a year-round commitment. It's not just being here for the week. It's a year-round commitment at taking care of those animals. And we're talking about cattle. Those are very large animals. So it's not just like you can walk them over to the fair and go, hey, I'm going to show you at the fair. Right. You probably came from the Sauk Prairie area, so you had to bring them here in a trailer, mold them, bathe them, and all that. That's not an easy task, is it?
No.
And so I get it, and we appreciate you doing that. And thank you for all your hard work and being involved in that organization as well. Now, if people wanted to join that the FFA, what would you recommend? What do they need to do?
So there's a variety of ways you can join FFA. If you have FFA classes or agriculture classes at your local high school, that is one way you can start to get involved. You also can reach out to advisors, teachers, or other FFA members and officers are more than willing to help you join the organization. And you can do so many things. There's so many opportunities, leadership opportunities, and so many things that have opened my mind and opened my eyes to things that I'm planning on doing in the future that I never would have thought I would have done.
And what does FFA stand for? In case our listeners are going, what is FFA?
So FFA used to stand for Future Farmers of America, but now it's just FFA National Organization. So we don't want to limit it to just farmers because we have many people that are in the less rural areas, so the city areas, the town, that are almost more involved in agricultural than some of us farm kids. They are doing so many different things that many of us didn't do in the past and things that they're finding ways to spend their time that's not revolving around the farm or livestock or animals like that.
And now you're talking about your future plans. What are your future plans, Logan?
I try to figure that out every day, but
I get it. So do I. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
I am hoping to run for state FFA office. I think that'd be really fun. And meeting a lot of the members. And then I'm in between the medical field. I'm a CNA right now. And the agricultural.
Wow.
Area. So it's kind of in between. So
did you say you're a CNA right now?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a CNA? So
Certified Nursing Assistant.
Wow, congratulations on that.
Yeah.
That is quite a, and that's a very much needed field. Trust me, as I'm sitting in my chair here with one arm, I totally can appreciate that. So now we're going to do a little bit more lighthearted stuff. What is your favorite part of being at the Sauk County Fair?
Ooh, the fair, I just love the people. I mean, there's so many times where you get to go back to the Sauk County Fair every year and you get to see the same faces and catch up and make stronger connections every year. I think it's so worth it because everyone is kind of in the same boat. Like, we put all this hard work and then we get to see each other and we get to share that experience. We get to share that joy and everything like that. So I think that's really fun, as well as seeing all the hard work that all of the exhibitors and everyone has put into pay off.
That is a very important aspect of it. Now I'm going to ask you the next tough question. What is your favorite fair food?
The Four Truths and ice cream. I feel like that's such a typical answer, but it is. It's the go-to. Like, you can't go wrong with it.
No, it was delicious. I had some last night, as a matter of fact. So, and Brooke, you're here with us, Sauk County Fair's Fair. How's it going today, Brooke?
That's me. It's going great. You know, it's been a long day. We had, you know, dairy show, a speed horse show, a couple other things here and there. Now we've got some rain, of course. You know, I see some people are kind of slowly coming in. It's looking a little sad, not going to lie. But we're hoping for still a good day. But other than that, you know, it's been fun being able to talk more with people and see some smiling faces still.
Yes, most definitely. As you notice, we are still here broadcasting live, and we have a little bit of a modified setup in here, as you've been in here every day, but we're doing our best to beat the rain. It's going to be raining, it looks like, possibly for a little bit while, but nothing of severe levels. So you can see we have the radar up in here. This is the same radar that all of our meteorologists actually use, so we are keeping tabs on that as well. Kind of cool. You get to see all the behind-the-scenes stuff here, too.
I know. Can I, like, join your work now?
Sure.
Is that what this means?
Yeah, sure. We can have you do a little bit of weather forecasting. See all these yellow boxes or warnings or watches, and then we have this right here. So that's interesting. I'll have to take a look at that a little bit later if any of our meteorologists happen to be listening. Check out the Grant County area. So that is definitely happening south of here. So we do keep tabs on all this, but nothing severe going through the Max FM listening area. So except rain.
Just rain, right?
Just rain. I know that puts a little bit of a damper on things out here, but they're still setting up inside for the tractor pull, right, Brooke?
They absolutely are. So, you know, it's looking, again, a little dreary out here, but the Badger State Tractor Pullers Association is looking hopeful. I see them through the grandstands. They're still setting up, looking good. You know, we did have this pull canceled last year, so we're hoping not to repeat that, of course.
That's right.
But looks like they are hopeful, so...
And we're hopeful they get it in as well. You're going to keep joining us throughout the afternoon and evening. We'll be here as long as the weather cooperates with us. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Brooke and Logan, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Nice meeting you, Logan, as well. And before you leave, I'm going to hook you up with some Max FM swag. This is Dave and Rhonda broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fairgrounds. We'll be here until 8 o'clock. Big Red Circus Wagon right off Washington Avenue. Stop by and say hi. More great music coming up on Max FM.
Today's big deal of the day, DNS Party Tent Rentals. Create your ideal event with the perfect tent, tables, chairs, lighting, dance floors, and decor for your backyard wedding or party this summer. Your guests will be comfortable and protected from the elements with a tent from the expert team at DNS Party Tent Rentals. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Mouth-watering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers, and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jay's also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jay's Pub & Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control. The weather. But with DNS Party Tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033.
World Finance, with offices in Baraboo and Reedsburg, welcomes you to the Sauk County Fair. World Finance helps customers navigate their financial challenges, offering loans from $300 to $8,000. Stop at the office or call 608-356-2294.
After you enjoy seeing all the Sauk County Fair animals, how would you like to add some adorable goats, sweet ponies, or a sassy donkey to your next party? T&B Mini Acres brings the petting zoo to you. Call 608-405-2879 to find out more.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-511-3535. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider, 800-511-3535. That's 800-511-3535. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-511-3535.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Purple rain, purple rain. freedom, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close. Let me guide you to the purple rain.
We'll be right back. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Rhonda and Dave broadcasting live from the Saucony Fairgrounds. We're in the big red circus wagon. Rhonda, it's a little bit wet out there.
It's a soggy fair. It's a soggy Saucony Fair.
Yes, it is. And so we are still broadcasting live in the big red circus wagon. We are monitoring the weather this afternoon. Obviously, we do have that severe thunderstorm watch for Sauk, Richland, and Iowa counties. That goes until 9 p.m. That means conditions are favorable for the possibility of severe weather. It's looking like more of that severe track is down south of us right now. Been monitoring the Darlington area. So there's no severe weather within our listening area. Just a little bit of a heavier rainfall at this point in time. As of a few minutes ago, the tractor pull is still on. We've not heard anything different on that, so we will continue to keep tabs on that. If you stop by and say you'd like to see the Red Hot Chili Pipers at the Crystal Grand, we'll hook you up with a pair of tickets for that. Or if you'd like to go see Sneaky Pete's at the Legacy Dinner Theater, we'll hook you up with tickets for that. If you want to brave the rain and walk up to us and say you'd like to see either one of those shows, stop by. We will hook you up with tickets. We'll make it very easy. We're not going to make you jump through hoops in the rain. And so, yeah, it's. I did check in with the carnival workers, Rhonda, and they did say, as right now, the rides are still going to open. There are a couple of rides that will not go in the rain. He did not specify which ones, of course. So,
Yep, and we could almost have a contest of the best-looking umbrella, because there's quite a few of those out there now.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the kids to go splashing in the puddles. Yeah. That's what I'm holding out for. I mean, I know when I was a child, wait, as an adult, I'd probably do the same thing. So there's some pretty big puddles that would be fun to do that
there
with.
There are.
I'm going to resist the urge to do that today. So we are broadcasting live out here for now. We are going to keep tabs on this. It is also our Fireside Cabins happy hour. We started happy hour at 3 o'clock while we're out here. Rhonda and I made that executive decision today. Sip local at the Fireside Cabins Wine and Beer Bar. We have $1 off drink tickets. We'll hook you up with those. I mean, seems like a great way to get the Friday night going.
Right. And we also have some other really great deals besides the Fireside Cabin Wine and Beer Bar. We have a couple of tickets available for the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. We've given out a few of those. And like you mentioned, the concert tickets earlier. And also, people can sign up for the Badger State Truckin' Show that has country music featuring the Kentucky Headhunters.
That'll be a great show. So stop by. We'll hook you up with those. We had to bring the stuff into the wagon just with the rain, but we still can get you the information to fill out those tickets. Stop by and say hi. Max FM broadcasting live on location in the Big Red Circus Wagon at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. Coming up, we're going to have a look at our national news, regional news, and weather on Max FM.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the Gem City? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts at Truckin' for a Cause at the Badger State Truckin' Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like Kentucky Headhunters. Go to badgerstatetruckinshow.org for details.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, President Trump and the First Lady holding a briefing after getting a tour of the destruction from last week's flash flooding. More than 160 still missing, the president thanking crews working around the clock.
The people here, first responders, the sheriff's office, all of the police, law enforcement, they've done an unbelievable job.
First Lady Melania Trump offering condolences after the 121 deaths.
My deepest sympathy to all of the parents who lost beautiful young souls. Deepest sympathy from all of us.
Layoff notices have gone out from the State Department informing nearly 1,100 civil service workers and 240 foreign service officers that they've been fired. It comes after the Supreme Court allowed President Trump to implement his executive order to restructure federal agencies. And a wildfire burning near the Grand Canyon has closed the North Rim location, and extreme heat is leading to evacuations. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. A Chicago man has been convicted of setting his girlfriend from Kenosha on fire. We get more from Ted Allen.
A Kenosha County jury found 38-year-old Myron Bowie guilty Wednesday on charges including attempted first-degree intentional homicide, domestic abuse. A criminal complaint states that deputies responded to a Village of Salem Lakes residence in July of 2023, where a woman said she was set on fire after her boyfriend doused her with rubbing alcohol. She suffered life-threatening second- and third-degree burns to her head, chest, and upper arms. Bowie is scheduled for a September sentencing.
A school bus driver accused of child sexual assault is facing more charges. An amended criminal complaint in Waukesha County against 62-year-old Thomas Felster includes felony charges of first-degree child sexual assault and other charges. Prosecutors say he assaulted multiple children on his Pewaukee bus route. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A severe thunderstorm watch has been issued and lasts until 9 o'clock tonight. Storms will pack the potential for damaging high wind gusts, hail, and heavy downpours that could cause flash flooding. Remember, turn around, don't drown. Stay weather savvy tonight. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 74.
Your hometown station.
Destination of